and enlightenment. I'm only providing access to these resources. It is up to you to be responsible and to decide what interests you and to follow through with it. My guest today is a spiritual mystic and founder and president of the Church of Revelation Astrophysics School. He has had this group in Hawaii and now on the mainland right here in Los Gatos. And I'm very pleased and delighted to have Reverend Harry Roy Hesketh, called Tat, as my guest today. Welcome to the show, Tat.
Thank you so much for welcoming me here to San Francisco.
Now, my first question, of course, is, how did you get into this? What guided you? Briefly, of course.
Well, I'm the seventh generation of family of healers and seers, and the first male. So my grandmother trained me from age five.
So you, this was your destiny on the planet.
This was it.
And you knew it right away.
I knew it right away, and then I fought it for 20 years.
Oh, you fought it. That's interesting.
Yes.
That is very interesting. But what got you back on your course?
Well, I had a deep religious experience with God and had a vision, and here I am.
So now you have this astrophysics school in Los Gatos, and you're doing a 9-month training, I understand.
Yes.
And this is the first time you've done it on the mainland.
Now, this is the first time we've done it in California. We have centers in Washington, in Seattle, Washington, and also Vancouver, British Columbia. But this is the first time we've offered the 9-month experience here in California, and we are offering it in several places in out in Los Gatos, down in Santa Cruz, out in the San Jose area, Santa Clara area, and in Hayward.
And it starts in September?
It started now. It's still open till the end of September, and the class in Santa Cruz will start in October.
And it's a minimal price, I would say.
Yes.
You can mention the price.
Well, we're introducing it at $55 a month, which is, if anybody's been on the spiritual path, they know that's quite reasonable for instruction.
And you have a rate for senior citizens and a rate for couples, and I think that's wonderful, and I would certainly urge couples to do it.
Yes, it's good when people can practice together.
Absolutely.
A lot of times that brings the family back together, that when they begin to practice towards God.
And so the way to sign up is to call 408-353-4556?
Yes, to call 408.
Now, we maybe did this a little too early in the show. Maybe they don't even know why they should do this, but I think this is a fantastic offer, and I'm personally interested because I go to school all the time. I will never quit going to school.
We're always learning, aren't we?
And that's why I teach.
Yeah, I'm an eternal student.
The eternal teacher, eternal student, and I just think it's wonderful that we have this opportunity here in this area. So the phone is 408-353-4556. Now, Tat, I understand you do readings over the air, but I don't want to do them until at least a quarter after 12.
Yes, what we do is I project my consciousness and read the aura of the individual that calls in and answers a I answer a question for them.
But don't you train that everybody needs to be responsible for themselves?
That's true. Self-mastery. The first experience upon the planet is for the individual to realize they're an individual, and then to magnify that by blending their self with all other things, all other individuals, and becoming one with all things, back to the Godhead, back to the source of their life.
To know that what I do to you, I'm doing to me because we're one.
That's the subjective or the second part of that, but most people are still hung up on the first part, finding the self-mastery, controlling their bodies, emotions, their mind, their psychic abilities, their creative powers, their spiritual awareness.
So you go into all this in the class.
We go in all those levels of consciousness
and
deeper.
You start one thing at a time and then build on it.
Yes.
And I do psychic work myself, and I always tell people, learn to do it for yourself.
Right.
And be careful who you go to, and don't look outside of yourself for answers. But people seem to always be looking for somebody else to give them their answers.
Yes, the responsibility is definitely with the individual, and when they pass to the other side, they're going to go as an individual passing to the other side. There's a point in all of our evolution towards God where we must learn mastery and control in our lives, and that's what we're put here on this earth for, is to learn those things and to cooperate with the laws of God in all of its manifestations.
I say we're here to learn to walk on our own two feet by ourselves, because I've been a widow quite a few years, and I've had to learn that. And then we can have other people in our lives, but I need to learn that for me, and I'm glad that you come from that space.
Yeah, learning that self-mastery is important to be able to have it, but we teach to have it to give it up. If you get too independent with your energies, then you become an island to yourself. So the success comes when you do become that island first. You have to come to a point where you are just you and you're free from all other things. And then the real path begins, that
I think I've learned that. I think I've learned that. I've learned that we need one another and that I'm responsible, and now I'll allow people to assist me.
And there is a way.
And speaking of people assisting me, I need assistance for this radio show to continue. I need sponsors and the money to continue this show, and I'd like to see the show continue, and I need the help of the audience. And I know there's people
there. There's a great spiritual warfare going on against all people that are projecting newer ideas and greater consciousness. The people will become more and more aware for this in the next couple of years, this dynamic spiritual warfare, as well as the warfare upon the planet. And what we seek is, how can you stay centered and stable within that movement? And in researching through many different structures, I actually went and practiced in with many mystical trainings in Tibet and in India, and with many teachers and different types of self-help and esoteric groupings. And this school did the research to find out what was the common energy among all those, and those are the principles that we bring out in these classes, that we teach the people to first find that independence, so when they are working with an energy, with clairvoyance or something, where you do become more part of another individual, that you can return to yourself without taking on the other person's problem.
That's a good point, a very good point. Because many people start feeling depressed and upset, and it's not them, they're carrying other people's loads. Absolutely.
Yeah. And with all the kind of programming we get on radio and television and that, there needs a time where we can be in our own space or consciousness or awareness, and all of those terms have definitely been overused in these last 10 years. But behind that is an idea, a place where you can be you, individualized, and then you can see how you fit in relationships and careers and the opportunities of the world that presents you, because you have a talent that has been given to you, as has been given to everyone, that can give them the abundance of everything on this earth. And that's the secret, unlocking that hidden strength and that hidden power.
And you do teach meditation then, I presume?
We teach a form of meditation, an inner movement of consciousness called the Rainbow Bridge, which is a visualization meditation tool.
Didn't you do that the other night out there at De Anza?
Yes, I did when I was at De Anza College.
Yes, I was there that night, you know.
It was beautiful. In the front row.
Yes, I always sit in the front row.
The fifth seat from the my right-hand side.
I really enjoyed your music and your chanting, and I always sit in the front row everywhere, because
that's where you get the best energies,
right
up front.
Now, how can this help families in their daily lives? Or individuals.
When an individual is seeking to manifest a control in a situation, the inner factors are of importance, and they are usually overlooked. How you can control your mind or your emotions, how you control your response to what is going on outside. There are some people have your button. If they push that button, you go off, and even if you don't want to go off. How do you control those kind of situations? Astral physics. Astral was a word that I found meaning a plane which took in dreams, emotions, vibrational bodies, out-of-body travel, and many other facets of your second level of consciousness, or the fifth or fourth dimensional awareness above this third dimension. And how that works, how does your emotions work? If you know how things work, if you know the physics of them, so to speak, and we use these terms very loosely here, then you know how to operate it, if you know the laws of it. Do you know the law of your emotion, your thoughts? Do you know what your thoughts are doing all the time?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Did you know I have a book called How to Treat and Shuffle Your Feet?
Yeah.
And it tells how thoughts turn into things and how to manifest. And I sell this book over the air, by the way, or I advertise it over the air. And you can send for this book for $8 to P.O. Box 1253, San Mateo, 94401. Now, I'm not going to give the phone number of the station for five more minutes.
Okay.
Because I really want the audience to hear about you and who you are and what you're doing first. And I'm going to give your phone number very slowly, two times. If you're interested in a private consultation, classes, or anything with TAT, call 408-353-4556. 408-353-4556. Now, what are some of the tools you use in these classes to awaken the individual?
Well, there are 12 principles we use in the training. One is a meditation tool called the Rainbow Bridge Meditation. And I found this in all the different religious structures in esoteric Christianity and Buddhism and Hinduism and the ancient Tao teachings, ancient Egyptian sciences in Hawaii, being in Hawaii for many years and living there and returning there many times during the year. I also study Huna, and
I was going to ask you, the
Huna training. I found it in the North American shamanic trainings and for the Indians. Many places. So I found it's a valid tool to use, and it's something that works and has worked for thousands and thousands of years. Then we use a path called the Path to Enlightenment, how to get control of our awareness. It's attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious. So it has, that's the path.
It's starting to sound a little complicated.
But see, when you take it step by step, month by month, then it's not so complicated.
The way you eat an elephant is a bite at a time.
Yeah.
So you're doing
it. Well, I don't eat elephants. So. But if you're going to consume something or take a journey, you must take one step at a time.
So you do this a step at a time. Do you do processes in the class?
The class structure has three particular portions to it. The first portion is a meditative structure that is written on the board, which has a principle in it that the student writes down and takes home with him that keeps them attuned to that class during that week. Then there's a discourse on a subject. And the subject.
So you have some intellectual portions.
Oh, yes, yes.
And you have then many right
brain
portions.
Then at the end of the class, then we have a process to demonstrate what the principle and the lecture was about.
And how many hours per week is
it? It's a three-hour class per week.
3 hours in one night.
One night.
With a break, probably.
Oh, yes.
But I have a
feeling. And they can ask questions, too.
I was going to say, I have a feeling it goes by very quickly, and if you're doing processes in the class, mm-hmm. you come out feeling better than when you went in.
Oh, yes. There's a healing goes on every time, because every time you center and clear yourself and free yourself from all the things that are taking your energies, your physical, emotional, mental consciousness, you regain your life more abundantly. And so we're here to get life more abundant.
Is it called transmutation, when you get rid of the negative and go to the positive?
That's one of the terms, reversing polarities on one level. Transmutation is a spiritual level. Reversing polarities can be in the emotions or the mind level, and nulling out negatives, accentuating positives.
I have many people ask me when I do readings, after I do 15 or 20, they say, aren't you drained? And I say, of course not.
No.
I'm not. Are you?
No.
No, I feel better. As a matter of fact, it just flows and flows.
In fact, I did 50 readings in 4 hours on KOME.
I heard about that.
50 readings in 2 hours on KGO. So.
Well, we can't do 50.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wish we could do more today. And I see a phone call is starting to come in. But before the telephone call, I want to mention quickly that Tat and I both will be at this New Age Renaissance Fair, and it's going to be just wonderful at the Santa Clara Fairgrounds, October 8th and 9th.
That's a great opportunity to see.
9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Beautiful people, too.
So are you ready for phone calls, or is there something else you want to say before we take a phone call?
The only thing I would like to say is we're here to train people, not to give a subject out, and we're not to talk about pie in the sky, that we actually demonstrate in the classes and work to
help in the daily life.
Every day in their daily life, and then in the acceleration of their own abilities, psychic and spiritual and creative abilities.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. It's Don. And I wanted a little pie in the sky. And so I was wondering if he could say anything with me.
Okay, let me see.
Did you hear that all right?
I need a little closer contact. Can I hear?
What was that?
Your name is Art?
Don.
Okay, Don, let me concentrate on you here. What is your question?
Turn off your radio, Don.
It's off.
All right.
I just wondered if you saw anything as far as my health goes, anything along those lines.
Okay, in this state you can't predict or give diagnosis to health, but I can talk about energies and I can talk about those kind of things. So what I will say here is I feel that in you, you're going through some emotional and psychological changes, and these may be draining your physical strength. I feel pressure sometimes in the small of your back there due to emotional stresses. And as I'm looking at your aura, I see that the yellow field, which is the thinking field, has a lot of concentration towards the world and situations that you're in at this particular time. And it seems to take about 80% of your energies in your mind at this point. And it's causing a stress on the emotions, and that may be causing physical difficulties.
What do you see?
We're only taking one question per person.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We're ready for the next phone call. In the meantime, I want to announce that I'm doing a workshop this Saturday at the Circle of Truth, which is at Williams Road in Saratoga. And it's only $10 for 2 hours, which is a wonderful experience. And
if people want to meet us tomorrow night, we have a free lecture.
All right.
For people out in Los Gatos at 21475 Summit, and we'll mention that address
and what time
at
is
the
that?
End. It's at 7 o'clock, and it is a healing ceremony that we have each month and a full moon ceremony.
Oh, that's great.
And
full moon ceremony.
We invite people to come that want to know about us or see some of the other people that's in the training. We do have our international headquarters out there in Los Gatos at 21475 Summit Road.
Is that hard to find?
Yes. When you go out, you need to go like you're going to Santa Cruz, and right at the top of the hill there on 17, there's a road called Summit Road, and we're 1 7/10 of a mile to the left on that road.
You have a big piece of property up there?
About 7 acres up there that we're being supported in at this particular time. It's a beautiful view of the, if nothing else, the drive is worth the view, because you see all of San Jose out there and over the valley.
So it starts at 7 o'clock.
It's 2,080 feet in the air, too.
That sounds great. I've been out there. 7 o'clock.
It's a beautiful place, and we're going to be holding retreats and that out there in the coming months and be mentioning those things, too.
What age people are you taking, by the way?
I have people anywhere from 7 years old to in their 80s that have been in the training. It appeals to people that are looking for career orientation, that are looking to make changes because they may be going through divorce or relationship crises.
For people that are at the crossroads of their lives.
Crossroads of their lives where they need to make a decision. It takes that in consideration, how to balance and continue in that balance. You know, just to make a decision, anybody can do that, but to maintain your choice, to maintain your free will choice.
Or to make the right one.
And to make the right choice.
I didn't give out the phone number. This man must have already known it. It's 864-TALK, 864-TALK.
Yeah, give us a call.
We'll read your aura. How can you read an aura without over the air? Some people
A lot of people do ask that. First of all, I used to work in psychic energies, and then I released these psychic forces to a higher field, a mystical field, a universal consciousness of God, soul, and soul of humanity. This gave me access to travel outside of my own fixed auric field and travel in light. So I travel in light, in consciousness, to wherever the individual is, and then I look at them from that light point of view and give them a reading.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to ask a question, please.
Yes. Could you give me your first name, please?
My first name is Nina Blank.
Okay, Nina.
Do you think the doctors will find out what's wrong with my back?
Okay, it's right about your belt line at the in your back. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This, as I look into your field, I see a, it's like a muddy-looking orange cloud-like energy with a dark slashes of orange in it. I feel that you're a very sensitive individual. And that you take things very deeply in the emotional levels. And so that is the emotional strata that I'm looking at. And in this field, I see a movement of bittersweet emotional feelings because you've opened and you've trusted people. They lied to you or took advantage of you, those kind of things. And it's hurt you. And so when you go to have a the next relationship, these other relationships are holding you back from really giving out that depth of your feelings, the depth of your emotional feelings. And those bound energies then is what's the problem. They affect your physical body at the small of the back, right about the belt line.
Yes.
So control your emotional energies and satisfy those emotional fields. Love yourself and respect yourself and start giving yourself the best of everything. And don't try to depend on others to support that. Come from within first and then outer support will come.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. We need to take another phone call. Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. I didn't realize that one's aura could be picked up over the phone. That's interesting, over the air.
Okay,
just talked about that.
Yeah, the technique is, what I'm doing is I'm reading inner auric field. The outer aura is a constant changing field, but the inner aura is more constant. So when I'm in the inner fields of consciousness, which is as much reality as these outer planes to me, I can see the individual there. Did you have a question?
Yes, I would like to have my aura read then.
Okay, as I look at your aura, at the top part of your aura, I see a violet. It comes into a blue that is kind of dark blue. It comes into a dark green on the right-hand side with a lighter green towards the center and some emerald green flecks on the left-hand side of it. It's a broad field of yellow with a lot of movement in it and some orange but restricted and a rose with red at the bottom. This tells me that you're mainly an intellectual individual. You need proof or want to make sure of things. You have seeking at this particular point for your freedom as an individual spiritually and your creative power, which is bound up in past consciousness, so you think a lot of the past in the darker blue. Does this tell you something?
Yes, very interesting. You're really hitting it right on. Does it tell anything about career paths?
If you want a private reading, it's 408-353-4556, and we have to hurry on. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. I would like to ask one question. Do you think my sister will get her money before 3 months?
Okay, what is the sister's first name?
She just got through talking to you, Nina.
Okay. As I'm looking at this field, I feel that it's something about a disability or something also coming from a man, kind of a tall man, maybe about 6 feet. I'm getting a yes on this. It'll come in a check form, and I believe it's a blue check.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. This is Sylvia Shepherd calling. I'd like to have my aura read.
Okay, Sylvia. As I'm looking at your auric field, I see that you have some golden threads at the top part of your aura coming through a violet field. Then I see a light blue into a dark blue field. The dark blue is about a midnight color blue with some Mediterranean streaks through it. As I come down into the bottom part of your aura, I come through a green field and a yellow field. The green field is looking at balance at this particular point, and the yellow field is very strict and is edged or has a restriction around it at this particular point. Then there's a lot of movement in the orange with different shades of orange and pinks and some red right at the center at the bottom. It tells me that you work with some type of seeking to master in your life, master your mental energies, but there's a bondage or something around your mind at this particular point that's keeping you, or you're feeling like you can't let your thoughts go or your ideas flow clearly or get them into description. You're trying to get your point across, and you're meeting resistance that is causing emotional movements that sometimes you are blocking, other times you are feeling very deeply. And it shows that psychologically in the green field, you are seeking to balance between what you know and what's going on in the environment.
There's only one question.
Yes, it is, and it's due to a split of attention between two male factors.
Okay. We have to keep it brief because we have many calls. Thank you for calling. Do you teach this in your...
Yes, I teach people how to see in this way.
And then they become in control of their own lives and they don't have to ask you. All right, we're ready for another call.
I'm to work myself out of a job.
I doubt that. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Doran, and I want to know, through my aura, would you be able to find out if there's any wealth and prosperity in the coming, in the near future?
Okay, as I look at your field, I feel like there is at this particular point, a stuck energy in your prosperity levels. I feel this is doing to emotionally criticizing yourself or some of your actions at time. You may not do this outside, but it's what you're doing inside that's doing this. So it's blocking some prosperity flows there. See yourself with prosperity. See yourself with the abundance of good things. Don't look and be fooled by the appearances that are around you. See the best and keep it in the law of one. You're sharing with somebody or some people that aren't believing in that sharing and supporting you, and so that's splitting your energies, and so you need to only share with those that believe in your abundance, because some are saying, yeah, I see why you're not getting it, and then you agree, two or more agree, then you're blocking it. So see yourself abundantly, keep it in the law between you and God, keep that in law one, and I feel your abundance can turn around, but as I look here, it's two or three months of residual energies before you can break this, unless you really get into this very dynamically. And that means really pour it out every night just before you're going to sleep for 5 minutes. Just pour your heart out to see your abundance and thanking God for that abundance.
I have a free money prayer. It's written words that you can affirm every night. All you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope to me at Box 1253, San Mateo, 94401. This will be given at the end of the show. You have to put your mind on it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. I think some of the people got tired of waiting, but we're almost out of time. As a matter of fact, my engineer is saying...
There's one more call.
That's not the right line. It is the right line?
Okay.
Hello?
Well, let him get me something real fast.
Okay, here I am. I'm ready to get you on
the air. We're almost out of time.
What would you like to ask?
Whatever you think you have for me.
I feel that you're just about to take a change in your relationships that will also release new career orientation for you, is the impression I'm getting. And I feel that you need to have patience and patience with yourself. Remember, what you're doing to yourself, you're doing to others. And so the choice is yours. You're at a two-way movement at this point.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Blessings for calling.
Well, I think we're too close to time to take any more phone calls, and it's certainly been a pleasure. And to reach Pat, call 408-353-4556.
And we'll give him a schedule of all of the classes and everything.
And if you forget, if you didn't get that number, write to me, phone me, and I will give you the number. Listen in again next week for another interesting guest, and thank you for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Trish, for having me on Blessings of Light, and I want to thank your audience. God bless them, and may God's great and Holy Spirit guide them.
We trust you have been enlightened today. Please tune in again next week at the same time when I will have another interesting and informative guest on this show. This is Dr. Tish Morgan, and we are here every week at this time to light up your life.
Dr. Morgan is available for lectures, workshops, and psychic readings by calling 415-652-4401, extension 636. Write P.O. Box 1253, San Mateo 94401.